Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. What I want to talk about today is the issue of divorce. Actually, you can say Sharia has double standards between men and women. Okay. Use the red if you don't have the black. Islam discriminates in the issue of divorce. Now, I mean, this is what they say. Okay. Now, how the issue of divorce is managed in Islam? Okay. How many divorces maximum? Two divorces. Two divorces between a husband and wife are maximum.
So, one couple?
Yes, one couple. Two divorces are the limit. Okay? Then they are permanently separated. You got that? So the maximum number of divorces are two. Then they are permanently separated. Now, how do they qualify for marriage again? Anybody? How do they qualify for marriage again? Yes. When the woman, the wife, married somebody else, and then she gets divorced or becomes a widow. Then that resets the counter. So, marriage is two times. Third time is permanent separation. To reset the count again, okay, the wife needs to marry another person and get divorced or become a widow. And then her old husband can remarry her. Got that part? There are people who play a game. When he divorces his wife two times and then the third becomes a permanent separation, he brings a guy, he pays him money, okay, and says, okay, you marry my wife for like a day, and then you divorce her so I can remarry her. Now, this is haram. This is haram, okay? You can't do that. It has to be natural. You can't make arrangements. You got that? Making arrangements is haram. All right.
Arranged marriage.
Arrangements, like arrangements for the wife to marry another person to reset the count to zero. Got that? Okay. Now, so that is to protect the woman from a husband that keeps saying, you're divorced, you're divorced, you're divorced. Okay? Now, direct divorce is the divorce where the man says the word of divorce. So if the man says the word of divorce, okay, then that is a divorce. Like, you are divorced. And he has the intention of divorcing.
Does he have to say it three times?
No. Just one time. And it has to be... There's a rule for it. Can I mention the rule? I'll mention the rule and you say to him. Divorce has to be after the period ends, okay? And before having any intimate relationship with the husband after the period. Got it? Any relationship will make the divorce invalid. So the period, she ends the period, okay? And then before she makes intimate relationship, this is the time where divorce can happen. All right, Lena is going to tell you under what condition the divorce counts. All right.
So then that man can have the child.
Okay. You're done? So this is the period for which to have, you can have a valid divorce. Any divorce outside of this period is invalid. So a man has to have the intention to divorce, and it has to be within that period of time. Okay? And the reason is that because anger, let's say they are fighting and angry about something, they want to give the Prophet ﷺ, the Allah wants to give a time for maybe they can get back together. Okay? So now after the woman is divorced, there is something called idda. Idda means a time period or a period of time where the wife does not leave the home, okay, and she's not technically divorced yet. Okay? The divorce did not take effect yet, which is called the period of idda. The period of idda is usually 3 months. So after divorce or after the death of the husband, she has to stay at home how long?
3 months.
Three months.
She's not allowed to exit the house?
And she cannot move out.
She cannot move out or she can't exit the house?
No, she cannot move out. She can exit the house, but she cannot move out.
Well, another
madahib says 4 months. So there is an ayah on the Quran that says 3 quruq. So if you say quruq is having the special thing, then it becomes 3 months. If it meant recovering from the special thing, then it becomes 4 months. But
yeah,
let's take it conservatively, it's 4 months. Got that part right? Okay. Now, even if she's a widow, she has to wait how long? 4 months before marrying again. What if she's pregnant? Then her idda, it's called the idda, are
9 months?
When the baby is born. You got it? So when the baby is born. So we talked about idda. Okay, we talked about idda. It is 4 months. 4 months. And or delivery of the baby. Okay? Delivery of baby. Now, she cannot move out during the time of idda. Okay? And her husband, they can't get back together without a new marriage contract during the time of idda. Okay? So within the time of idda, her husband, they can get back together without remarriage, without doing a new marriage contract.
I have a question. What if you only had 2 months left in your pregnancy? Then would you have to wait out 4 months after that?
No.
So it's only 2 months?
Yes. It's only 2 months. And usually there are 40 days after delivery for women to heal. So usually women after birth, you don't heal right away. They take a 4 months before they can heal.
4 months?
Yeah. 40 days. 40 days, I'm sorry. Okay, so you guys know about that. Good. All right.
Wait, how do you guys know about this?
Then it tells you, here is the double standard that they are worried about. They say a man can divorce by word. A woman cannot divorce by word. So I can say to my wife, you're divorced, and she's divorced. There's no need to get judged. Okay? But for a woman to divorce her husband, okay, they have two kinds of divorce if the woman is divorcing.
You have a question, you can raise your hand, by the way.
If woman is divorcing, then she has two choices. She has two choices. The first choice is to go to the judge and say, this guy is a bad guy. He drinks, he's violent, he is. So now the judge is going to divorce her. And then who carries the burden of divorce? Remember that there is a child support and there is spouse support, right? So if the husband divorces the wife, then he has to pay child support and spouse support. Got it? But if she divorces him through a judge because he's a bad guy, then he has to pay also child support and spouse support. The woman has two choices, either divorce or so-called, I don't know what to, khul. That's called khul. Khul means what? She will go to the judge and say, a woman came to the Prophet and she said, I don't like my husband. He says, does he have bad manners? She said, no, he has good manners. Then he asks, does he abusive? She said, no, he's not abusive at all. He said, why do you want to divorce him? She said, I don't like him. I just don't like him. That's not because he's bad or has a problem. I just don't like him. Okay? Then the judge will divorce her, but she has to pay back the dowry. So she loses the child support, she loses spousal support, and she loses the dowry too. She has to get it back. And this is to protect men from crooked women. Like crooked women will marry a person, gets a lot of dowry, big chunk of money and gold, and then after 1 month, she says, I don't like you, and she goes to a second man. Okay? You understand that? Then the men are going to be taken advantage of, and that's why it's fair that she gives the dowry back. That is a protection from against crooked women. Got that part? Okay, so the wife can also divorce through, doesn't have to be a court or a judge.
Is there still child and wife support in that?
Huh?
For khula, is there child and
wife support? Yes, for khula, no. She loses wife, she loses the spouse support, child support, and she loses the dowry. Actually, she doesn't lose the child support. She just loses the dowry.
How about wife support?
And wife support, she loses wife support. She has to give back the dowry. You got that part? Okay. A man has only one choice, which is divorce, direct divorce, and then he is liable for the child support and spouse support. Spouse support goes until she remarries. If the wife got remarried again, then the spouse support is stopped. The spouse support is stopped if the woman gets remarried. This is unlike the American law. American law, if she gets married, if the wife gets, the divorced wife gets married again, her spousal support continues. But in Islam, no. Once she gets married, that's it. Spouse support stops. All right? Because she's now under the care of another person. Okay. So the wisdom Islam wants, the one who carries, who starts the divorce, to get the financial burden. You know that people bankrupt because of divorce. You know that? People bankrupt because there's a lot of lawyers and child support and spouse support.
I mean, it's expensive for a reason because you're not trying to encourage it.
Yeah. The one who started the divorce pays for it. Okay? If the wife started the divorce, which is khul'a, because she doesn't like him, she loses her rights and she loses and she has to give back the dowry. Okay? If the wife gets a divorce because her husband is a bad guy, then she doesn't lose spouse support and she gets to keep her dowry. You got it? And this doesn't have to be a judge, formal judge. This can be like an arbitrator or somebody like that. Okay? Got that part? So who pays for the divorce? The one who?
Started it.
Started it. Good. All right. So they say it's double standards because the man can divorce by word, women can't divorce by word. They have to go through an arbitrator. The reason is that women are emotional, more emotional than men. Men are kind of lack emotions. Women have emotions. So that's why. And also another thing is to give the woman a choice to divorce even without a reason. So she gets better. She gets two opportunities. Okay? Divorce with a reason, divorce without a reason. Divorce with a reason, she gets child support and spousal support. Divorce without a reason, she gets to give back her dowry and she gets nothing. So she has more advantage than the man. If the man divorces, that's it. That's it. He pays all expenses. So the man doesn't have a choice. Women have two choices. Man has only one choice. You got stuck with the marriage, that's it. Okay? You divorce, you pay everything. You get bankrupt. Not to mention divorce lawyers. Okay.
Why do you have to admit divorce lawyers?
Because they fight over splitting the assets. Like the house. No, I get the house. No, I get the house. Okay. I paid for the house.
But how about for the man? If the man's not going to court, then how are they going to decide? Yeah.
The best thing is to decide among themselves. What they call uncontested divorce. Means like you agree together and then you just tell the court about your agreement. Okay? So that's one way. Another way is to let the court decide how to split shares. So people hire lawyers because they can think that lawyers are going to get them more and more. And the only one really that get rich are lawyers. So it is much better.
The only one that benefits from divorce is really lawyers. That's what I'm trying to say. I hear some crickets chirping.
Okay. Now, how about the inheritance? The laws of inheritance. The laws of inheritance is if a father or a mother dies, then the husband or the man will inherit twice as much as the woman. So the brothers, the brothers are going to take, or the sons are going to take double the women, the daughters. So let's say a man has three sons and four daughters. Okay? So three sons, so this is multiplied by two, so it becomes six. So this is three times two plus four equals 10. So we have 10 shares. Each son gets 2/10. So we have 2/10 plus 2/10 plus 2/10. Each girl gets 1/10. So plus 1/10 plus 1/10 plus 1/10.
So does it go to your children? Does it go to your children?
You mean the grandfather died?
So if let's say the father dies or the mother dies or
yeah,
if the father dies, then wouldn't the mother get the money?
Mother gets 1/4, and the rest go like this,
wow.
Like share. And husband. If a wife dies, the husband gets 1/3. No, not 1/3. 1/4. So the spouse has a share, but I'm talking about the children. If you add this, 2 plus 2 plus 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Go ahead. It is will. In Islam, there's a rule. You cannot have a will to the benefit of a person who inherits. Got that rule? So, a daughter, you cannot have a daughter, a will to your daughter. She has to go by the rules. But you can get a will, which up to one-third of your wealth can be assigned to somebody else, other than the ones who are going to inherit you, like for charity,
good. What if you only have one child and you just give them all your stuff?
Well, that's natural.
Yeah.
So.
There's no division and there is no discrimination there.
You have to pay off the loans first,
right? Yes, you have to pay for loans. The father cannot give away more than one third to other than the inheritors. You understand?
So I can
put in my will up to one third for charity, not more than that. Or one-third to somebody else. No more than that. The two-third cannot, you know. Then the two-third go to the survivors. Survivor husband or survivor spouse and survivor kids. So
if you have a loan, then
that has to be
paid. Pay off the loan first and then it goes to pay.
And then we start dividing. So if the wife of the daughter or the son or the wife, okay, these are natural inheritance. They cannot be in the will. They have to go by this. Now, why is it that true that sons get double the daughters? It's because of the financial responsibility. Women don't have any financial responsibility in Sharia. Like, you don't have any financial obligation. Even if you're a millionaire and your husband is poor, you can say, I'm not going to give you any money. So the man has all financial responsibility. So whatever you inherit is yours, personally. You just don't have to pay it for anybody else. You got it? Like if the wife works, like my wife works, I don't take any of her money. She keeps the money for herself. If I work, then the money is for all of us, the family. This is what Islam says. Okay? And we are holding to this rule.
Does everybody understand that rule?
So, women don't have financial responsibility. So, who has the financial responsibility?
The husband.
The husband. What if the husband is dead? The father. What if the father is dead?
The brother.
What if the brother is dead? The uncle. What if the uncle is dead?
Grandfather.
What if both grandfathers are dead? If she doesn't have anybody surviving, then goes into the public funds or like the.
So
both
the men went to war, and then a bomb happened, and all the men died. Go to the public funds.
No, she gets supported by the government. She gets support. Then the kids, the boys, carry the responsibility. That's number one. So the number one responsibility of a man is his mother. You might think his wife. No. A man, number one responsibility is his mother. Number two responsibility is his family. That's not in the case of a woman. A girl, her first responsibility is her family.
Is the father?
Yeah, is the man. Or the brother.
Father, then the brother?
Brother.
And then the
sons.
Sons.
Actually, sons before the brothers. Okay? Got that part? So, because women don't have financial responsibility in Islam, then they get hot more. Now, I always address this issue. In the United States, there are so many families where both husband and wife share. Okay, father, sons, brother.
Is this uncle?
Yeah, uncle. Before uncles is grandfather.
Grandfather.
And then after uncles is the government. The government supports her. Okay? So back into this issue. In the United States, Sharia is not applied in the United States, right? So it will not make sense to take pieces and parts of Sharia and apply. So you might say, but it doesn't make sense. In the United States, both men and women work and both of them have financial responsibility. Right? And both work. So how fair it is for the boy to get double, for the son to get double the girl, the daughter. In cases...
pick up me. Says...
How come the sons in the United States, in the United States men and women have equal responsibility, equal shares? Like both are responsible. It's not like Islam where the man has the financial responsibility. Okay? So the question is, what was the question?
Why does the sons get twice as much as the girls?
Okay. Now, go ahead. Yes. But in the United States, if the wife and the husband both have financial responsibility, does it make sense to do this?
Not really.
Well, we have to do it because we're Muslims. But because the United States is not Sharia compliant, okay, this issue becomes... women choose to go to court instead of having divorce, Islamic divorce. Why? Because the court doesn't apply the Islamic rules. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, so why do you guys think that the men have only the men have financial responsibilities? Because you'll face this question a lot. Why can't the woman do all the work? Why does the woman's money not count?
She goes to her. She doesn't have to spend them.
Yeah, so anybody can think of a reason for this. Because that would be great.
Like, usually, if you go back maybe 100 years, like, more men work than women.
I know, but America is a lot about breaking tradition. So what if you don't have to go by tradition. It was tradition for the Arab to go by the idols, but they broke that in tradition to go to a snif. Guys, come on.
So what is the question again?
So why would the men have to get the financial responsibility? Why can't the woman's money count when she goes to a job? The money is kept for her. Why does the woman's money count?
Because she doesn't have any responsibilities.
She doesn't have any responsibilities.
No, she has other responsibilities.
Oh, okay, I got it. Yeah, the house responsibilities and the kids.
I mean, we're not saying that the woman has to stay at home and clean. The reality is the woman's going to have to give birth. She shouldn't have to do anything else. I mean, after she gives birth, even while she's still recovering, she still has to feed that baby. Who else is going to do that? So it is, the men actually get the excess. They're not assigned this. The men are not assigned, for example, to be stronger and to go to work. And then the women get the excess, you know, cleaning the house and doing the sewing and whatnot.
It's not fair for the woman to have multiple responsibilities.
We don't. So the woman could potentially use her money and contribute it to the household. But it's her choice.
It's a zakah. If she does that, it's going to be a zakah.
So that would count for her.
If the house is needy, then it becomes a zakat. Like if the husband is needy, then the wife can pay zakat. You know the zakat? The fourth pillar in Islam or the third pillar in Islam?
Yeah.
Okay? So she can give him help, assistant as zakat. But is she responsible? No.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I see in the case of my sister, for example, she got separated from her husband. So she had to work and support the family. Okay? She has to be a man and a woman.
How does she get separated?
Well, whatever the reason is, she has to be a man and woman at the same time. She has to be a woman to take care of the children and the house, And she has to be a man to bring money. This is absolutely not fair. Women, they want to work, they keep the money. And it's a choice. Okay? Now, before marrying, you can make conditions, by the way. Like you can say, okay, I'm marrying you with the following conditions. Number one, okay, you don't marry another woman. So you can't have another woman while you're marrying me. Got it? So you can't have two wives or three wives. You can't have number. You can only have me as a wife. Number two.
Unless I say so, right?
Yeah. Number two, I want a mate. I don't want to work. I want a mate.
You could potentially say that.
Yeah.
The man, if he really likes you, color green.
Yeah. You can, like, if you're so cute, you can, like, bargain.
It's like, I want a mate.
I want a mate. All the conditions that are before marriage are strictly enforced. And if the person breaks these rules, Allah will judge that person. It's going to be a sin. And also the judge can punish that person.
But
like
I'm guessing that there's always those cases where, for example, if they cannot afford it at some point of their life, there are those exceptions, right?
Yeah, but
otherwise.
Yeah, if you can't afford, then I mean, there's nothing you can do if you can't afford. If you can't afford to bring food on the table, I'm not going to ask you for a maid. You
do
got that
what
part?
What is in your power to avoid it?
Exactly. So marrying a rich husband, yeah, you can ask, say, hey, I want a maid for the rest of my life. All kinds of conditions have to be, whatever conditions to have to be enforced. Do you know that you can have a condition that you are the one who makes the divorce?
That the man can't.
That the man does not get to divorce. You are the one who gets the divorce. So you can tell the husband you're divorced. This could be a condition before marriage, is that you control divorce.
That the man can't?
Oh,
the man
you
can't
can say.
Divorce her?
Yes, he can't. She can divorce him. He can't. Basically, they switch places. Okay? So she has only divorce, and the man has khul'a and divorce. Okay? You got that part? Mm-hmm. So they switch places. But it's doable. In Islam, it's doable. I mean, it's. Cute girls, they make all kinds of conditions. You say, I'm a princess. I do this and this and this, and I get to divorce you. You don't get to divorce
you. You could potentially be like, for the rest of my life, I want a dollar every day. That's actually a good one. Write that down.
Now, these roles, these conditions can be broken with the agreement of the wife. The wife can say, okay, this condition I'm going to give up. So you fine. You can. You don't have to bring me, for example.
And I'm pretty sure the conditions stop after divorce. So if I was to say to my husband that I wanted a dollar every day, it wouldn't happen after I divorced him.
So there's a spouse support and all these kinds of things. You got it? So you understand why? In the United States, will not make sense. Why? Because financial responsibilities are shared equally between men and women. Okay? So because financial responsibilities are shared, then this rule will not make sense. You got it? The reason this rule is there is because it is Sharia has to be a package. Listen to this. Sharia has to be a package. You can't take parts and pieces. If you take parts and pieces and apply this to the United States, it will not work. Why? Because both men and women have the same responsibilities, financial responsibilities. So there is nothing I can do. Okay? However, because we're Muslims, we abide by these rules. We implement as much as we can of Sharia. So we can do this. Okay? And sometimes sometimes the kids, the daughters, go and sue the brothers and to have equal shares. They go sue them in court, and the court will rule to their favor. Like if a daughter is getting 1/10, she sues the brother who are taking 2/10, then the judge is going to rule to her favor because this is the law in the United States. She gets equal. Islamically, it's not correct, but the judge overrides. The family court has rules. The family courts The judge is not going to can override this. Yes.
Wait, so does the U.S. as a judge allow the Islam inquiry, or do they get caught?
This is called uncontested. Oh, you're talking about the inheritance?
Yeah. You don't really mind unless the wife, for example, wants more.
Yeah,
like,
but
they
won't stop the children from getting that.
No, they will freeze the inheritance until the court rules, and the court will rule that they get equal.
Wait, if they get caught?
No.
You get to do this. Like, in America, you can do this,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's allowed?
It's allowed.
Unless you go to court and say you want more.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You know? Because usually when it's different like that, usually, even if it's between brothers, if a brother gets 3/10 and the other one gets 1/10, usually the one who gets less can sue and ask for equal shares to the others. This is a new reality. But that person, of course, is not abiding by Islam. And there are many violations. Many violations, like, for example, if a woman goes to the American court, she gets more than if she goes to the Islamic court, because of this double responsibility issue. Because the man has the responsibility, the woman doesn't have the responsibility. So if she gets to the court, okay.
Keep in mind, some of these rules don't make sense unless you abide by the other rules. That's why you can't.
Sharia. Package.
You cannot take this rule and leave out the other. So be like, okay, I want equal amount of inheritance, but I don't want to work in the household.
For example, divorce, the American courts give in divorce the woman more than what Sharia would do. Go ahead.
And what about, like, kids after divorce? Like, you know how
child support?
Yeah.
Stays
with the mom, and then and when they grow, they can make choices. Stay with the mom until she's married.
Until she's married to someone else.
Yes, then she loses the custody. This is not the American law. This is the Islamic law.
Then she loses it.
She loses the kids the second that she marries.
She loses. She doesn't get to have the child to live with her. The husband are going to say, he lives with me, and you get the visits.
So after she gets married, it switches, and there's no exception to that.
After she gets married, then the custody goes to the husband, and the wife gets the visits, to visit. At the beginning, the custody goes to the mother, and the husband has the right of just visits. You got it? Or in the United States, they divide it. Like, they say, okay, 3 months, 3 months, equal. 6 months, 6 months.
I actually used to have a friend who did that, except for it sucked, because it would be 2 weeks, 2 weeks. But the thing is that she had two different sets of friends. It definitely played with her emotions. Because maybe she's involved with something here. She leaves 2 weeks later. Either, like, maybe she has a problem here. Maybe everybody hates her. Because it just, she was never able to resolve it. And she went to another school. Maybe she's been fretting over the other school.
On a flight, I saw a girl complaining that she's flying every 6 months from New York to Los Angeles. And she says, because my parents are divorced, I have to take this semi-annual trip. This way, that way. It's screwed up her life. She was complaining. Also, usually, the parents in this situation, the parents will spoil the kid to love them more. You know what I'm saying? Spoil the kids. This is a dirty trick, but anyway. So, if somebody questions you and says Sharia is double standard, say no, because the man carries all responsibility. Women don't carry any responsibility. Women don't carry any responsibilities at all. Okay, and you know that the mother gets more than gets the mother. If the mother and father are alive, they get 1/3 of the inheritance. Okay, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I have a program called Mawarith. You just plug in the numbers, and they tell you who gets what. Like, this one gets 50%, this one gets
30%. Remember that thing that I wrote up over here? Actually, it's not a website. Sorry.
It's a software.
.com. It's actually a software.
Yeah, I'll put it on the website if you guys want to download it and play with it.
Just on a scale from 1 to 10, how many of you guys are actually going to do that? That's cool.
It is to learn, to be informed, to be informed. Because if you're not informed here, where else you will be informed? A lot of people don't know that the time of divorce is limited, and it has to be between point A and point B that Lena explained. A lot of people don't know that. They think they can divorce anytime. No, they can't. A lot of wives leave the house as soon as the divorce happened. This is haram. This is strictly haram. Allah in Surah Al-Talaq, the divorce, the chapter of divorce in the Quran, Allah said, they do not leave the house.
Wait, so after she gets
they do not move out. Yes.
She goes to her parents' house, so she has to stay in the house that she's sharing with her house.
If it is not the third divorce, like the first divorce, she has to stay. The second divorce, she has to stay. Yes. Until the iddah is over, 4 months. Okay? Or she delivers the baby.
Yeah.
But, listen to this. If it's the third time to divorce, it's not a divorce, it's a separation. So she does not, she moves out right away. Because he is no longer her husband. Right away.
Okay. That's just a nuisance.
It becomes effective right away. So you say to your wife, when you divorce, that counts one. You divorce, counts two. And both two, she cannot move out. You say you divorce the third time, she moves out. Because she cannot remarry her at all. And don't forget, it is haram to arrange for her to marry another person. And then, it happens a lot. They bring a guy, pay him $100 or something. Can you marry her for a day? They marry her for a day, okay? And then he divorces her, and then the count resets to zero again.
So,
but, by the way, after the iddah is over and she moves out, if he wants to remarry her, he has to be a new contract and new dowry.
Wait, so
you got that?
So if they got divorced once, then they can remarry without her marrying another person?
Yes.
But if they got divorced twice, then she has to marry someone else?
No. After the twice. So the third time becomes not called the divorce anymore. It's called separation.
And then if she wants to remarry him, she has to divorce
or becomes a widow without any arrangements. Very important, without any arrangements. Got that part? Okay. Now, if the iddah is over, remember this. Once she moves out of the house, then she marries with a new contract and new dowry. But if she didn't move out of the house within the iddah and they remarry again, okay? No dowry, no. And this is why Islam wants the woman to stay in the house. Why? Because they might, you know, get in love again and, you know, sorry, don't do this again, I'm not. And then they just start again. All right?
So, does everybody understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Understand it? Hopefully you found this interesting. Oh no, it's a little far from now.
So hypothetically, if I wanted to become president of the United States of America, would Sharia law prevent you from doing anything like that?
No, this is the topic of next week. No. You know Benazir Bhutto?
Mm-hmm.
You know Benazir Bhutto? She was a prime minister in Pakistan.
Yeah.
You know Sheikh Hasina? She's a prime minister in Bangladesh.
Right now he is mentioning girls who were Muslims and they were powerful.
Yeah.
We do whatever you really want with your life. Become powerful. I guess you would still kind of...
Women can rule. Women can rule.
Not like, no power, you weak. You're kind of...
Some people say no, but
they're wrong.
They're
wrong. Fat geeks. And
you're
wrong.
Like, I know, like, if you're prime minister,
ransom on your head or whatever, like price on your head. People want to kill you. Like, you're in power.
Yeah, Benazir Bhutto got killed.
Person. Well, yeah. He's
assassinated.
They don't want ladies in power, so they put a ransom on your head.
No, no. It's not because they don't want ladies. Okay? It's because they are fanatics. Oh, yes, exactly. They don't want a woman. It's fanatics. They don't want the woman because they are fanatics. It's not because of Islam.
Yeah.
It's a strict... The hadith says that when a news came from the Persian Empire, the hadith of God in the Gadishish, the news came to the Prophet that the daughter of Kisra, the emperor, is ruling the country. So the Prophet said, the people who have a woman ruling them are losers. No. Okay? Hold on, let me stop recording.